This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the Mustangs All Access Postgame Show. We're here with Mustangs head coach Paul Cantabene. Coach, you guys win 20-2 tonight. How do you evaluate your team just coming off the field?
Well, I just think we played with great energy. I think we got out really good and we played hard and we got a lot of people in the game. So I thought they did a good job. You know, coming off a tough loss, is always wanted to see how the team's going to play in the next game. And, you know, I don't think we played the hangover or anything. We went out and played excited and did a good job.
Coach, Matt Tompkins getting his first start at attack. We've seen him with the man-up play, that crease position. How do you think he acclimated himself as a starter tonight?
Well, he did good. He's 1-3, and I think he did a good job moving around. I thought he's open. I thought he should have had a few more goals, actually. You know, so I thought he did a good job moving around. I think he moves a little bit better than some of the other guys. He handles and does some good things. So, you know, he's going to see how he continues to do.
Three assists you mentioned for him tonight. He had zero coming into the game, zero on the season. What was the reason for him just being on the field more?
Well, I think he's just, you know, he's involved more. You know, you get the attack position, you're involved in the offense more. And I thought he put himself in good positions. And then when he had chances to make one-mores, he made those one-mores and got some easy shots out of it.
New goalie tonight was Connor Skeen. How do you think he played?
You know, he didn't get tested much. You know, I thought he played okay. And he's going to get better, get more tested against York, obviously, on Friday. But, you know, I thought he did a good job. First start, obviously, he's going to be a little nervous, you know. But I thought he did a pretty decent job.
We've seen Kevin Kane be the goalie a lot of times, come in second in the games. Yeah. I know against Albright it was right. Connor. Was there a competition for that backup spot, or how did Connor get into this opportunity to start tonight?
Well, you know, he was in the mix from the start, you know, with Ben, and, you know, Ben's played really well all year. We just thought we needed to make a little bit of a change, and Connor played really well all year, and he was in that running with Ben, and he deserves a little more playing time. So, you know, we decided to give him an opportunity here and see how he goes and see how he does against York. And, you know, we need to just be a little more competitive, we thought, at the goalie position.
How does he keep the job?
Well, he's got to play well. You know, we need to make saves, and, you know, when you play in these big games against good teams, you know, we can't get outplayed at the goalie position. You know, I think some of the big games we've been outplayed at the goalie position a little bit, and we got to play better defense at the same time. We can't give up as many easy shots, but, you know, we can't keep getting outplayed at that position a little bit. And Ben did, you know, he won us some games. He did a good job, and nothing against him, but, you know, I think that we just got to give Connor some shots here.
Coach, I know York hasn't had the season they thought they might have. They started the season ranked in the top 15. Right. How do you guys prepare for them, and what kind of challenges do they present?
Well, you know, they got a really good goalie, very similar to the goalie we have here played tonight, and, you know, they're a little young in the defensive end, they're a little young in the middies, they got some good attack when we got to be aware of, you know, and it's a big game for them. You know, they're going to play well, and we expect a great effort out of them.
Any concern? I know it's a makeup game that you had to schedule, but you got a 7 p.m. game here on a Friday night, and then you got to go outside of Philly and get ready for a 1 o'clock game on Saturday. That's two games in less than a day.
Yeah, well, you know, we got 67 guys for a reason. You know, we'll be all right. You know, we'll go out there and play the competition and see what we can do, but it's a makeup game. We both wanted to get it in, and this is just where it kind of fit in.
All right, Coach, we'll see you Friday night. Thanks a lot.
You got it. Thanks.
All right, that was Mustangs head coach Paul Cantabene. He's going to step aside. We'll bring in our player of the game tonight, number 6, Connor Skeen. And Connor might be a little bit tired. Connor, do you realize you played more tonight than you had in your whole career coming into tonight's game?
Yeah. It's definitely a change getting in there and shaking off the cobwebs, but it felt good for sure.
What was it like? When did they tell you were going to start, and what went through your mind?
So yesterday at practice, they let us know, and I was excited for the opportunity because, I mean, the goalie group's all tight. We all support each other, and we all go hard every day. So whenever coach gives us the nod, like, we're ready and supportive, so it's not, like, personal or anything.
Did it catch you by surprise?
Honestly, we're supposed to be ready at all times, so not really, but nothing against Ben, like coach said, but I was supposed to be ready, and I think I was.
What was the game like for you tonight? Obviously, coach said you didn't get tested tonight. You got one guy at the other end, McCullough, who made some great saves. He's probably going home with a lot of black and blue marks. So what's it like for a goalie, especially a guy who hasn't played a lot? I mean, do you want shots? Do you want shots from the perimeter? Or were you just happy watching the offense work?
No, I mean, you definitely want shots to get in the rhythm of things. But, I mean, today it still went well to get out there and still get the jitters out, like I said. But, I mean, yeah, obviously I'd, like, want some shots, but that'll come, hopefully.
You had one shot late in the game, Bosley 32. I think they had a 2-on-1. What did you see on that play, and how did you defend it?
He was coming around the crease, and I thought that I just had to stay big and cut off his angle, and he ended up just, like, throwing it away, so it worked out at the end.
All right, Connor, we appreciate your time here tonight, and good luck Friday night. Looks like against York on Friday.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, that was Mustangs goalie Connor Skeen, our player of the game tonight for the Mustangs with 6 saves.